The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Is it just me, or did January fly by in a blur? The final few hours of January. In fact, some of us in the U.S. are already into the month of February. We did get a lot accomplished in January, I'll say that. And I don't just mean in the world of football. Lots of news breaking all over the place. And even as we start February, something to whet your appetite. A reunion in Portland where Damian Lillard returns home, quote unquote. Though did you know he and the general manager who traded him have not yet had a conversation since that seminal moment? So I hope that your January was a good start to 2024, but you're already eagerly anticipating the month of February with its promise, with its extra day. It's a leap year in 2024, which means you get 29 days in February. I'm always fascinated. Someone needs to call me up or text me, haha. You can try. Just pick a number, any number. Remember when Tom Brady gave out his phone number for texting? Right. I'm always fascinated by people who have birthdays on the 29th of February. When do you celebrate? Is it the 28th or is it the 1st of March? What do you do?
You can just go every 4 years.
No, you can't. Well, right. Okay, but that's not accurate. I guess you could say your age is whatever it is, 16, right? After only celebrating every 4 years, but your age is not actually that. But who would even know what your age is if you're only celebrating every 4 years? So serious question, sort of. When do you celebrate your birthday if you were born on February 29th? It would probably fall on the day when your parents celebrated, right? So I bet there are some people who celebrate the 28th. There are other people who celebrate the 1st of March. You were born what day?
I was the 27th.
You were the 27th.
Believe it or not, my mom's the 28th of February, and she was born on a leap year. So she was almost a leap baby. Wasn't, but almost.
I wonder how people do it. So someone out there, it's not the show question or anything, but if you happen to have a birthday on February 29th, I'd love to know when you celebrate. It's important to me. I want to celebrate with you at the appropriate time, the appropriate day. It's a fake birthday. How do you even put it on Facebook? There's another question.
Right. Does Facebook just give you like a happy birthday once a year, once every 4 years? Or, you know, if you get
maybe
like free things on your birthday at like Dunkin' Donuts or something, do you only get that once every 4 years?
I'm not really sure. Do we get free donuts or coffee on our birthday?
You do.
I had no idea.
A couple places like Starbucks, Dunkin'.
I need to figure that out.
McDonald's. Check around. All places will give you something.
This year, my birthday is on a Sunday, so I will happily go make the rounds for donuts and coffee.
There you go.
Interesting. Well, you need to ask your mom. Even though her birthday is the 28th, what would she have done? And I wonder, do leap year babies enjoy being special and unique? Not that there aren't hundreds of thousands of them, but do they enjoy being special and unique, or do they wish they were like everyone else? Why can't, I bet when they're kids, they wish they were like everyone else. Why can't I have a birthday?
You definitely get teased for being
a day that comes up every, yes. Huh. So happy February, or happy almost February, depending upon where you are. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. And if you didn't go back and check, I did answer a bunch of your questions from our hump show and Ask Amy Anything. I'll try to do a few more during the course of the show, but man, it's starting to get busy up in here. Jay and I had a planning sesh on the phone this afternoon so that we could talk about plans for Vegas and what type of entertaining videos we might bring you. If you were with us last Super Bowl, you may remember we did a different video for every single day. Now, those were recorded, and then Jay produced them and did a really good job. And we spread them out among Twitter, Facebook, and our YouTube channel. So this year, Jay, what are we going to use? Straight YouTube?
I was thinking maybe put them all on YouTube, but spread them around also on Facebook or Twitter.
Depending upon their length.
Right, exactly.
Jay loves to do the production. He loves to do the editing, especially for videos. And since he will have the week and the time to do it, we're going to go big and then go home. We're not going home until we go big and bold. We're really excited. We've got some fun ideas about where we might do videos and how we might show you Sin City through our eyes, which will probably not include gambling for me, though Jay would like to do a video in front of some slot machines. They do make a lot of noise. I'm not sure if I ever told you this about my Grammy Helen. She and her friends used to take road trips. So this is later in her life, 70s, 80s. They used to take road trips on buses or in one of their minivans. One of her closest friends in Cowtown, Wisconsin had a minivan. And they would drive to all the casinos. They'd be Native American property, or they would go to Minnesota. They would hit all the casinos, and they'd do a day trip. Sometimes they'd hit more than one casino in the course of their day trip until it got to be too much because they were exhausted. Anyway, my grandmother loved going, and Grammy Helen loved the slots. Loved the slots. She would sit there all day with her bucket. And I don't know if you know this about casinos. They don't have clocks.
Of course.
Strategically, they do not have clocks.
Or windows.
Right, or windows, exactly. So you can't tell if it's night, you can't tell if it's day. Ooh, that's really down and dirty, I think. Very deceitful and devious.
It pumps up through, like, the vents, too, to, like, make the air, like, so you don't even realize. But there's all a bunch of tricks casinos pull to make you stay in there longer.
Wow, okay. So Grammy would go, and she would sit with a bucket of nickels or dimes or quarters or pennies even, and she would play the slots, and she would inevitably win because she would be there for long periods of time. While her friends were moving around doing other things, she just parked herself at the slot machines, and she would tell me all about it. And she would even tell me at the point at which you no longer had to pull the handle down, you just had to press a button.
Yeah.
She was very disappointed because she loved the mechanism of
it's
pulling
the fun,
down.
Right? And the coins come out.
Right.
It's half the game. Yeah. It's half the fun of it.
She was all disillusioned after slot machines became less mechanical. I've already seen many of your tweets or Facebook posts about, hey, I work in Vegas, or hey, I'm a Vegas native. I've got suggestions for you. Or this is what else is happening. Hey, I work at a sports book, or I work at this casino, or I work at this one. We'd be happy to get you in. We can get you a good deal. We'll have to talk about that, and maybe we'll share some of those on air. The challenge is, and I know you don't believe me, we work double the number of hours that we do during a regular week. It's pretty ridiculous going from Radio Row, eating dinner, quick nap, planning for the show, doing the show. Then as you wake up the next morning, since it's West Coast time, thankfully we'll be done with the show by 3 a.m. Pacific. But then after grabbing a quick bit of sleep, you have to start prepping for the next round of interviews. It's not like I just sit down and start asking questions. I've got research to do. And because the interview roster is constantly changing, it's impossible to pre-prep. Plus, every day just has its own list that we need to accomplish, and the videos and the photos. And then you're on Radio Row and you're running into people. And for me, having been in the business for more than 20 years, there's a lot of people I only see once a year, would only see at Radio Row. You're introducing yourself to people. You're making new connections. You're networking. So it's a lot. We won't have a whole lot of time to hang out, fool around, blah, blah. But what we will do is provide videos. We'll walk the strip probably on Thursday-ish, or maybe early in the week before it gets crazy, because Jay hasn't experienced this yet, but he will. It is a mass influx of people on Thursday. And actually, Thursday is the day we attend the cigar party that's hosted by Ron Jaworski and Hall of Famer Mike Ditka. And it's to support the Gridiron Greats. And obviously, our friends at Rudolph Foods are involved. So Mark Singleton will be there as well. So yeah, there's so much happening. So Jay, maybe Tuesday we walk the strip, only because we want to be able to do it when it's not wall-to-wall bodies.
I think that's a good idea.
Right. We also have a fun idea about where in the world are Amy and Jay. And so we're going to take some artsy photos, if you will. Ooh. Maybe some fun angles. And we're not going to show you everything. We'll just show you maybe a corner or a snippet.
A little clip.
And you've got to figure out where we are in Las Vegas. For those of you who are savvy Las Vegas travelers, many of you can't believe that I've never been to Las Vegas. Well, Jay hasn't been since he was 2 or something.
I was 15. It doesn't really count.
Same thing. just kidding. We're really excited about it. We can't wait to share Vegas through our eyes, which, trust me, isn't like anybody else. And then Friday, Jay will be leaving in mid-afternoon, I think. And I will finally have some time to explore. So I may share some more photos. Certainly have Cirque du Soleil to look forward to. And actually, I was speaking to my older niece on, what's today? Wednesday evening. And she was talking about some of the different places. So they stayed at the Venetian, which has the canals, because it's meant to look like Venice, right? And the canals in Italy. And so I asked her, can you just walk in and out of all the hotels? And she said, absolutely. They encourage you to do that. And many of them, you have to walk through the casino to get into the hotel.
Oh, of course.
So that you maybe get attracted by the bright lights and the potential of winning big bucks. Yeah, so kind of fun to think about the exploring that we will do. So Jay and I will try to set aside an hour. Eating is really optional during Super Bowl week. It's a lot of crackers and cheese.
In-N-Out.
Yeah, no, you could have In-N-Out Burger and tell me how it is. But I've already received restaurant suggestions, Jay. It's pretty cool. People, yes, I think some of them might be out of my price range.
I mean, everything on the strip is probably pretty crazy, but I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Those big buffets, right? Those are the big deal in Vegas?
Yes, and those are delicious. The ones at the hotels that are done as though you are feasting as a king or a queen. Yeah, phenomenal. But, right, we have limited time to eat until Friday and Saturday, and so we'll have to find one good meal, just one good meal. It's on me because of all the hard work you're going to do. You're welcome.
Well, that's amazing.
It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. Ryan is in Toronto, and he tells producer Jay he is a Leap baby. So how do you do it, Ryan?
Personally, I actually celebrate the day that's close to the weekend.
Well, that's a good strategy. So, I like it.
Yeah, at that point, it doesn't matter if it's the 28th or the 1st, whatever one's close to the weekend. Yeah. Usually end up just celebrating on whatever the weekend is close to my birthday anyways.
Okay. So, when you were a kid, was it a big deal that you only had a birthday every 4 years?
Not really. It was just, as I said, my whole family, it's just whatever day is close to the weekend or whatever weekend's close to my birthday.
Yeah.
It's always been that way, so there's not really a big difference with it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So nobody teased you because you didn't get a birthday like everybody else?
Oh, my older brother would, but I mean, I teased him right back.
So. Okay. So do you count your years with actually the number of years you've been on the planet or only your February 29th birthdays?
Well, if we went that way, it'd be nice only to be 20, but no, I don't get that. So.
Well, thank you for answering the question. I think your strategy is brilliant. Celebrate when you can have a long weekend.
Wrong. It's late here, so I did my math wrong. I'm going to be 40 this year. So.
Well, I like it. You just pick a number. You can, since you're born on leap year, you just pick whatever number you want.
Oh, I could, but I'd be misleading, and I'm not that kind of person. So.
Oh. Well, thank you for the phone call, and thank you for listening, Ryan.
No problem. Take care.
Bye. Maybe I should have said happy early birthday to Ryan because he actually has one this year. He seems fairly laid back about it, though. I don't know if I would be as laid back. There have got to be some kiddos that cried over the fact that they
really
didn't get a birthday every year.
Yeah. I probably would be.
You think?
I think so. It's kind of, I don't know. It's kind. I feel like a part of me would want to say, like, oh, I'm unique. Like, it's awesome to have a leap birthday, but yes. We'll just get shut down.
But probably not when you're a kid. Because when you're a kid, you don't like to stand out.
Oh, my friends would have let me have it, I think. Because guys, I would have if they had a leap birthday. So.
Oh, well, aren't you sweet?
Yeah.
So Jay's birthday is coming up if you would like to send him gifts and surprises. Bobby on Twitter, A-Law Radio, talking about leap year, baby. I was born on the 27th. Oh, look at that. You have a birthday twin. On a leap year, so I was close. Definitely intrigued on how leap year babies celebrate their day. Also, he says Denny's hooks you up with free Grand Slams on your birthday.
Look at that. I'm going to Denny's on my birthday.
Are you?
Now I am.
You have some pretty high-class taste. In-N-Out Burger and Denny's.
I don't even know if there's a Denny's by me, but I'm going to find one now.
There has to be. Okay, here's Donna. My late uncle was a leap year baby, and all his life, in his family of 10 kids, he was the quote-unquote special one because of his birthday. He always celebrated in February, but leap years were great fun when we all celebrated his 16th birthday, which was 64, or his 20th, which was 80. That's really neat. Yeah, you just multiply it by four, right? So he said he was 40, our caller, Ryan. So actually this year, he would be turning 11, correct? Because he'd be 10 now. If he turned 11. Do you think any... He says, I'm not a misleading person, but I wonder how many people would believe him if he said he was 11.
11 years old. That'd be nice.
They might think something was wrong. All right. So on this edition of the show, and don't tell me nobody cares. TMZ is talking about Justin Tucker and Travis Kelce, so don't tell me nobody cares. I don't want to hear it. But beyond that, both the Kelce brothers telling their version of what actually happens with kickers and punters on the field in pregame warmups. Pretty funny. I believe we may have a brand new Hall of Fame candidate. By the way, this is your fair warning. It will be a Hall of Flame induction, the first one of 2024 coming up on the next edition of the show. So we've got the Kelces. It's all in good fun. I actually really enjoy it. This has been one of the funniest things that we've talked about lately. It's just so goofy. And producer Jay has promised me that as we hear, if we ever hear Justin Tucker talk about it again, the response will be, it is a complete crap. I am Team Tuck, but let's be honest, it is a complete crap.
It's a complete crap.
See what I mean? Even Darko says so. I'm Team Tuck because I think whatever edge you can get versus the defending Super Bowl champions, you do. And I said this, Jay can vouch for me. I said this going back to Sunday night into Monday. Actually, I don't think we covered it then, but our Monday night show, that Tucker would have been so, so bummed out. What? You sprained your ankle? Shoot. Well, good thing that you led the team to a Super Bowl last year with a high ankle sprain, right? I mean, you're used to that. What? It's no big thing for you. I'm telling you, it was all gamesmanship. I knew it. So Team Tuck, well, it was on purpose, but he's not as innocent as he thinks or as he wants us to think.
Crap.
Crap. Is what we say. But anyway, Travis Kelce used much stronger words. So there's that. Also, Damian Lillard returns to Portland. Excited for you to hear from him. The clickbait will be about whether or not he would ever return to Portland. Trust us. And then also Kevin Durant in Brooklyn, which does not have the same ring to it. Jerry Jones, you know what he told us earlier this week. He likes to be in the headlines. He likes for the Cowboys to be in the headlines. Well, what are the chances his comment about Bill Belichick was calculated for that reason? Micah Parsons has resurfaced. It took him weeks, I tell you, to get in front of a microphone. Here's the thing about being a radio host. The show must go on, even if your team got crushed in the playoffs.
Just need to just go home and rest.
Laugh now, cry later. That's what he did.
Point blank, period.
So we finally get to hear from Micah Parsons about the Cowboys' unceremonious exit from the playoffs and also retaining the head coach, Mike McCarthy. And it's not often that I say this to you, but I'm going to say it. I was right. I told you so, and I was right. And I will explain. on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, our phone number, 855-212-4227. I know that you're listening. I love that you're listening. Thank you for listening. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After... The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Hours podcast.
Finally, opening night for you in the NBA. How'd you feel about your play?
I felt real good.
Lillard for the win.
Yes! This guy is the rookie of the year.
Trailblazer fans, if they weren't already in love with Damian Lillard, they are going to be now.
This is for the win.
The shot is up.
Oh, Damian Lillard!
Tom Lillard drives into the lane to the glass.
Oh, shot.
Trailblazers are going to the conference finals for the first time since 2000.
Dancing free of three.
How bad did you want this game?
Oh my God!
Ain't nothing I want more.
And he has now moved past Clyde Drexler for the all-time scoring mark in Blazers history.
Dame from the logo!
Damian Lillard, 71 points, a career high.
We are so lucky to get to watch you play basketball. Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's Dame time. He's back in Portland, and it was emotional, as you can imagine, not just for him, but for the fans. And he still has family there, so he actually was there for longer than just the day to get prepared for the game. He has twins, and he was there to celebrate the birthday of his twins. And so here he is feeling all the emotions and watching this tribute video, right? That's what happens when you return. Well, I mean, these days, even KD for, I don't know, all of 5 minutes gets a tribute video in Brooklyn, though he did not want one. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Actually, he went the wrong direction when he got in the building.
It was weird. You know, I walked in, and as I was coming in, I was instinctively about to just keep walking down the hall. And, you know, everybody was kind of, you know, having the cameras out. And I really didn't know where to go. I'd never been in the visitors' locker room until today. So walking in there, it just felt weird to be in Portland and to be in this building and then not be going to the home locker room. So that was a little bit different.
I can imagine. He didn't even know where it was. That's staying in your lane when you're there. Why would you know where the visitor's locker room is? A lot of emotions, even though his parting with the team was fraught with friction, not fiction. Although maybe there was some of that too. It was definitely not a situation where they both felt good about it. Right. So Damian Lillard initially wanted to go to Miami, just asking for a trade. rubbed the Portland front office the wrong way. Then he even tried through his agent and his camp to say that this is the only place I'm going. It's the only place I want to go. I'm not going to accept a trade anywhere else, yada, yada, yada. And then when it didn't happen right away with Joe Cronin, there was even more of a war of words. But Joe said, I'm only going to make this trade if and when it benefits the Blazers. That's my job. Ultimately sending him to Milwaukee, where they've already gone through a coaching change and everything else. So this has not been an easy stretch and definitely friction with the front office. He says he hasn't spoken to Joe Cronin since before the trade. And yet, this was the buzz. Before they even tipped off the basketball game, the Bucks and the Blazers, when Damian Lillard was asked about potentially returning to his former home.
I think because of how I feel about Portland, how I feel about the organization here, my time that I spent here, in my mind, I've always felt like that's how my career would end. And right now, I'm just in a space of like, this is where I am now. You know, I'm in Milwaukee. I wanted an opportunity to contend, and our team has an opportunity to contend for this year and years to come. And I'm just living in that, you know, but I definitely, like I said, when I was traded, I see a day where, you know, I'll be in a Trailblazer uniform again, you know, before I'm done.
I always admired Damian Lillard, even though the end was not smooth sailing and maybe not a mutual parting of ways. I always admired him for the fact that he was so committed to Portland, and he did stick around for a long time, 11 years, waiting for something that would put them over the top. They came so close. It was frustrating. He really does want to win. And so I don't doubt that that was his entire motivation, because he told them for over a decade, I want to win here. And he just felt like they weren't getting any closer. So yeah, the end was messy, and it certainly wasn't one that included hugs and kisses and handshakes. But I do think that he stayed in Portland as long as he could, and maybe even longer, because he wanted to win with the Blazers. It's not like he was desperate to get out years ago, because that wasn't the case. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. A game that went down to the wire between the Bucks and the Blazers.
Dame's got it in his hands. We'll see if Dame can get loose here. He's working on Kamara. Now the switch over to Grant. Around a screen from Portis, finds the opening, glides through the defense. Nice play there on a couple screens for Lillard to spring him free. As he lays it in, he's got the Bucks' last 5 points now.
Brogdon on the perimeter, gets the screen. He attacks, ducks, and gives it to Ayton. 17-footer, puts it in. 18 for D.A. 24th assist of the game for the Trailblazers. And the 6th for Brogdon. 107-99. Both teams matching buckets. Simons gives it up to Kamara. Back to Ant. Ant working against Dame. Looks underneath for Ayton. Ayton's got it in the paint. Turns. Hooks. Yes! 20 for DeAndre Ayton. Timeout Bucks.
The calls there on both the Bucks and the Blazers radio network. This was actually a really entertaining game. I don't want to say unlike the one between the Phoenix Suns and the Brooklyn Nets, which happened to be a nationally televised game. But for my money, this one was a better watch.
Damian Lillard had his chance. Ball knocked away from Simons. Picked up by Lillard. Lobs to Giannis, who thumps it down on the alley-oop. Dame feeds the Greek freak. And how about that fitting response from the Bucks? You expect Dame to hit the big shot. This time, he's got another weapon in the arsenal. Giannis gives Milwaukee their first lead since the third quarter.
Blazers down one. 10 on the shot clock. Simons dances around up top. He takes off. He drives. Steps through. Runs it up and in! Anthony Simons with 17.6 left. Milwaukee takes a timeout. They advance the ball. 117-116. Anthony Simons gets it to go.
I follow, or I'm friends with, Travis Demers, who is the new play-by-play voice of the Portland Trailblazers radio network. He doesn't do a whole lot on social anymore, but he wanted to express himself after this game. You hear his voice right there. I love my job every night. I wouldn't want to do anything else. But tonight, this is the most fun I've had in a long time.
Here we go. 2.8 to play. Second free throw is up. It's no good. It's deflected. And Brogdon's got it. Clock runs out. No, it does. Clock runs out. It's a Rip City winner. The Trailblazers have spoiled Damian Lillard's return. They win it 119-116 over the Milwaukee Bucks.
The voice of Travis Demers, and this is a team that still has a few guys on it that he's real close to. Now, his backcourt running mate for the longest time was C.J. McCollum, who was gone before he was, but apparently C.J. reached out to him and told him just to soak it all in and really enjoy it. Anfernee Simons is like a brother, and he said it was kind of confusing to face Dame.
It was crazy. It was kind of weird, you know what I mean? First time ever playing in an actual game against him. But it was fun, you know what I mean? Obviously, you know what I mean? He plays the same way against anybody, you know? He got the same demeanor, so. But I'm pretty sure it felt a little bit different tonight, you know what I mean, for sure. It felt kind of weird. Well, it felt weird for me. I'm pretty sure it felt weird for everybody. But, you know, I'm glad he was able to, you know, had his moment because he deserves it, you know what I mean? He's, you know what I mean, the greatest Blazer of all time, in my opinion, but. You know what I mean? So I'm just happy that he was able to, you know, get the win.
One more from Damian Lillard since we heard from him post-game. But after 25 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, and a very tight loss to his former team, back in front of the microphones.
Felt appreciated, you know. I think that's what it comes down to. You just feel the appreciation and the love. You know, and I just kind of stood in it. It was like, man, this is a big deal. You know, just to take that moment and to have everybody in the building just show me that type of love. It's acknowledgement of a lot of things, you know, during my time here. So I appreciated it. And that was it.
I would love to see him back in Portland. It would feel kind of weird, maybe gimmicky, unless he actually went back to stay. But I guess that it might feel a little bit like LeBron James with the Cleveland-Miami back to Cleveland, although they ended up winning a title when he went back. So there's that. By the way, I'm not sure what's happening right now, but there is a Blazers fan who is so determined that he wanted to hear about Damian Lillard's return to Portland that he's been on both our Twitter and our Facebook. Where is Amy? Where is Amy? Why is she not on the radio tonight? Huh. Someone else doing an incredibly accurate impersonation of my voice. I think that would be impossible, actually. Do you think Frank Caliendo could do an impersonation of my voice?
AI is pretty crazy these days.
Oh, good point. And there would be so much material because we have podcasts going back 11 years, not to mention different stuff on our YouTube channel. Oh, yeah, AI would have a field day with me. That actually would be kind of fun. Can we do that?
If I knew how, it'd be
interesting. Can we give people some samples? Maybe choose which one is actual Amy and which one is AI.
You wouldn't be able to tell the difference. I don't think anyone would.
Huh. That's the scary part of AI.
Yeah,
you couldn't. That's why some people.
It's a deep fake. It would be a deep fake.
So many people have been fooled by it, yeah.
Huh. Interesting. All right. Well,
that's why we had coaches actually having to go out there and say, I didn't say this.
Right.
One time a few months ago, I was on Lions YouTube, and they had this really funny video of Dan Campbell playing Madden, and he was like freaking out, getting upset, and I thought it was hilarious. It wasn't real. It was AI. It was fake Dan Campbell.
Come on.
Yeah.
And you couldn't tell.
No.
I had no idea. I thought I was laughing. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so funny. I got to play this. And then, but it's not, it wasn't him. It wasn't real.
What?
Thank God I read that.
Wow. So now how do we find out whether it's real or artificial intelligence?
That's the dangerous road we're entering.
I'm here. Marco's here.
Last night?
Jay's here.
It goes back to the same thing I said last night. We suck.
I do understand because our union, actually, you're in the union, right?
Yeah.
So SAG-AFTRA is our union here as broadcasters in the city of New York. So because CBS Sports Radio headquarters is located here, we have to belong to a union that covers the entire, the entire borough of Manhattan. So anyway, we're in a union, and it's the same union that features the striking actors, or they were striking.
Yeah, we're whole country,
right?
Yeah.
One of the reasons is because they were fearful and were looking for some type of assurances that they were not going to lose their jobs to AI. And if they were going to be replaced by AI, it better damn well not be their actual material that is providing the the canvas for AI, whatever it would be.
Yeah.
You can't actually use an actor's previous roles or previous voiceovers or previous work for the new AI. If you're going to do AI, yeah, then do it on your own, but you can't use our material from the past.
Kind of plagiarism, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well,
it
that
is
was,
plagiarism.
That was the lawsuit. I forget the actor's name, but that was the whole thing with Back to the Future 2. If you remember, the actor that played Michael J. Fox's father, mm-hmm, and he wasn't in the second one, but they put him in anyway, and they used his voice. He was upside down, back pain, and all that. He sued them, and he won because he didn't do that.
Right.
They used film from the first one, used his voice, and put it together
right,
like he was in the movie.
If they
you
didn't
do
have
that,
permission,
and
you
they
can't
don't
do that,
pay you.
Oh, well, that's the point.
There's
yes,
in lies the rub. It's mm-hmm, not you can't use stuff that I did before for you, not pay me, and then put together something else.
Right.
And
right,
that's a problem.
But you're seeing it a lot now, and just because I'm a huge Star Wars nerd, you know that once Carrie Fisher had passed away, they were using material that she had filmed for the first
right,
two in the third one. But you may remember in Rogue One, they had a fake Carrie Fisher. Even in, I think it's Mandalorian, they use the voice of Luke Skywalker, but it's a body double, right? So they had to have permission because they had to.
Well, it's the AI.
They had to have Mark Hamill's permission to be able to use his voice.
But it's to be able to use the generated of the younger version. So it's
right,
not Mark Hamill now. It's Mark Hamill in 1976, which is again
and
that's
it together,
which is what AI can do.
Right.
That's, and you've seen a lot of movies. I mean, a lot of the Marvel movies, Ant-Man, they've done it with Michael Douglas, where you see him younger. They can regenerate. Well,
but you have to have permission for that.
Right, and you have to pay people for this work.
Right.
So that's the danger, and they can regenerate. They can use stuff that you did your whole career and then put
just
together an entire
it,
movie, yeah,
yeah,
and not have to
YouTube,
actually pay you.
Exactly.
And that's a problem.
No,
that's a problem.
That's, forget deceitful. That's dishonest, and it's...
Which is where we were headed and
right,
what you're going to do if no one puts you in check, if they say you can't do it, because that's mm-hmm, a way to make a boatload of money.
Yeah.
You could put a star who's not living.
Actually part of, yeah, well, yes.
Or old, put together an entire movie with them young, and you don't have to actually pay anyone.
What's the difference then with holograms?
With?
You know that there are some shows these days
oh,
that
yeah,
feature holograms.
I think Elvis is going on a residency
Michael Jackson.
Somewhere.
Isn't there? Isn't
someone,
that show with
like
him
that, yeah,
feature a hologram?
Again, I don't know, but my guess is you would have to get permission from the estate, and you
right,
would have to pay.
Right.
Because if not, then that's a problem.
Yeah,
you can't
no,
just take people's image and likeness.
Right.
I mean, you know,
it's
that. You even pay college kids now for this.
Exactly.
Like you can't do that.
There should be practical NIL rules.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, we've got some more Leap babies who want to explain how they celebrate, whether or not they were made fun of as kids, and how old they actually are. And then coming up top of the hour, a brand new head coach for the Seattle Seahawks. And I can't wait to find out how much Pete Carroll is involved in the process now.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up.
Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I had a lot of people recommend seeing this particular show. Well, not the birthday song, but this show in Las Vegas. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Franklin, who's listening in Oregon. Franklin, you're elite baby.
I am elite baby. Yes, I am.
And when do you celebrate?
Celebrate every 28th. There's only 185,000 of us in the United States.
Really?
Yes.
Do you like being special?
It's always special when it's leap day. Mm-hmm. Yes, and they have a society of leap year babies where we all get together and party and meet at bars and have a good time because it's pretty special for us.
Oh, when you were a kid, did you find it just as special?
I always saw it as a kind of a special day. It was kind of weird. You know, you just kind of had to make it up, but we always celebrated it on the 28th. Mm. So I always saw it as a real special time.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Yes, to be different is a wonderful thing. And I had no idea that was the number, 185,000. That's it? Out of 330 million people?
Right.
Wow.
And I'll be 72 chronologically, but I'll be 17 and three quarters with leap year.
That's awesome. Well, happy actual birthday to you this month. That's great.
Oh, thank you, Amy. Thank you.
Thank you for your phone call. Good to talk to you.
You bet. Okay. I know.
Well, see, this is the deal. It's a big celebration as we get into February, and obviously top of the hour. It will be exactly midnight, February 1st. If you look at your... If you look at your days that start at actual midnight, I never do. I feel like my days, my mornings begin when I get off the air. I tend to keep a nighttime mentality while I'm here. It might be similar to the Vegas casinos where there's no windows. You have no idea what's happening outside. When we first moved into the studio, we had an entire wall of windows behind us. And it was amazing because you could see the weather. You could hear the wind. You could see the sun come up barely through the sliver of the buildings. No, not anymore. It's like a casino in here minus the money.
Why would they take that out? I've never seen that.
To decorate the studio for a TV
show. City of Manhattan isn't good enough,
no,
the view.
Apparently not. Jay is listening in California. Jay, welcome to After Hours. You're elite baby?
No, actually, my sister is, and she actually passed away. And so first of all, I love listening to you. I've never called it.
Thank
I
you.
Actually born in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. So I'm down here in Southern California as a Niner fan, but I need to tell you this. When we were kids, of course, you know, we would tease her, but we would always celebrate it either on the 28th or 29th of our the 28th or the 1st.
Okay.
But what they used to do in the Bay Area, there was like a mall that, because like she'd always get the last laugh every 4 years, they'd invite all the leap year babies into a special party in almost every store. Give like some sort of discount or a gift certificate, plus you know, like they have like this big birthday party for them. And I never knew about the 185,000. That makes sense because I'm in my 50s now, and to this day I've never met anybody else on the 29th. Obviously they did this, but Yeah, she would be 14 this year, this month, if that happened.
Oh, my gosh, that is funny. Well, I'm glad that you all made a big deal of it and that she felt like it was made a big deal of by stores and the mall and everything else. That's good because, yeah, you're in a select company and you're in a minority and all your friends are celebrating birthdays, your family celebrating birthdays every year, and you don't really get that special day.
Right. And actually, one thing I'll leave you with, too, is like she has four kids and, she had like early diabetes, the one that you're born with. But her kids, as they got older than her, because they said, I'm older than you now, Mom, so now you have to do what I would tell like that. It'd be so funny with that.
That is cute. So. Well, I appreciate that perspective. I hope that you all spoiled her.
Oh, we do, and we're going to have a big celebration party for her at the end of this month.
Good. That's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that story and your sister's story, Jay, and thank you for listening.
All right, thanks.
Leap year birthdays. I'm not exactly sure how I stumbled on it, but this is what happens to me. I'm trying to Google how many Americans have birthdays on leap year because I feel like that's a very select number. When you're talking about a country of more than 330 million people, here we go, I'm looking. There is the Honor Society of Leap Year Babies.
Franklin telling us that there's a Society of Leap Year Babies is everything I've heard today.
It's a secret. A free online club with nearly 10,000 members, all born on this unusual date. Now, this only says worldwide, the number, 5 million people. That's it. In a globe of billions of people, there's only 5 million that have their birthdays on leap year. Leap day on leap year. That's awesome. All right, to Seattle we go next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.